The Book of Leviticus, Chapter 1. The Lord called to Moses, and spoke to him out of the tent of meeting, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, and tell them, When any one of you offers an offering to the Lord, you shall offer your offering of the cattle, from the herd and from the flock. If his offering is a burnt offering from the herd, he shall offer a male without blemish. He shall offer it at the door of the tent of meeting, that he may be accepted before the Lord. He shall lay his hand on the head of the burnt offering, and it shall be accepted for him to make atonement for him. He shall kill the bull before the Lord. Aaron's sons, the priests, shall present the blood and sprinkle the blood around the altar that is at the door of the tent of meeting. He shall flay the burnt offering and cut it into pieces. The sons of Aaron the priest shall put fire on the altar, and lay wood in order on the fire. And Aaron's sons, the priests, shall lay the pieces, the head, and the fat in order on the wood that is on the fire which is on the altar. But its innards and its legs he shall wash with water. The priest shall burn the whole on the altar for a burnt offering, an offering made by fire, of a sweet savor to the Lord. If his offering is from the flock, from the sheep, or from the goats, for a burnt offering, he shall offer a male without blemish. He shall kill it on the north side of the altar before the Lord. Aaron's sons, the priests, shall sprinkle its blood around on the altar. He shall cut it into its pieces, with its head and its fat. The priest shall lay them in order on the wood that is on the fire which is on the altar, but the innards and the legs he shall wash with water. The priest shall offer it whole and burn it on the altar. It is a burnt offering, an offering made by fire, of a sweet savor to the Lord. If his offering to the Lord is a burnt offering of birds, then he shall make his offering of turtle doves or of young pigeons. The priest shall bring it to the altar and wring off its head and burn it on the altar, and its blood shall be drained out on the side of the altar. And he shall take away its crop with its filth and cast it beside the altar on the east part in the place of the ashes. He shall tear it by its wings, but shall not divide it apart. The priest shall burn it on the altar on the wood that is on the fire. It is a burnt offering, an offering made by fire of a sweet savor to the Lord. Chapter 2. When anyone offers an offering of a meal offering to the Lord, his offering shall be of fine flour, and he shall pour oil on it, and put frankincense on it. He shall bring it to Aaron's sons the priest, and he shall take his handful of its fine flour, and of its oil, with all its frankincense, and the priest shall burn the memorial of it on the altar, an offering made by fire, of a sweet savor to the Lord. That which is left of the meal offering shall be Aaron's and his sons. It is a most holy thing of the offerings of the Lord made by fire. When you offer an offering of a meal offering baked in the oven, it shall be of unleavened cakes of fine flour mixed with oil, or unleavened wafers anointed with oil. If your offering is a meal offering of the baking pan, it shall be of unleavened fine flour mixed with oil. You shall cut it in pieces and pour oil on it. It is a meal offering. If your offering is a meal offering of the frying pan, it shall be made of fine flour with oil. You shall bring the meal offering that is made of these things to the Lord, and it shall be presented to the priest, and he shall bring it to the altar. The priest shall take from the meal offering its memorial, and shall burn it on the altar, an offering made by fire, of a sweet savor to the Lord. That which is left of the meal offering shall be Aaron's and his sons. It is a thing most holy of the offerings of the Lord made by fire. No meal offering which you shall offer to the Lord shall be made with yeast, for you shall burn no yeast, nor any honey, as an offering made by fire to the Lord. As an offering of first fruits you shall offer them to the Lord, but they shall not come up for a sweet savor on the altar. Every offering of your meal offering you shall season with salt. Neither shall you allow the salt of the covenant of your God to be lacking from your meal offering. With all your offerings you shall offer salt. If you offer a meal offering of first fruits to the Lord, you shall offer for the meal offering of your first fruits grain in the ear parched with fire, bruised grain of the fresh ear. You shall put oil on it, and lay frankincense on it. It is a meal offering. The priest shall burn as its memorial part of its bruised grain, and part of its oil, along with all of its frankincense. It is an offering made by fire to the Lord.